And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Kara Hillam with Supa. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm so excited.
Oh, this is exciting.
This is a big, big, huge event for us in our area. So tell us a little bit what we're expecting this year for Energy Days.
Yes, mark your calendars. It will be coming up on Monday, July 4th. It is the 6th annual Energy Days 4th of July event, and we have got a full lineup planned for everybody. And do not forget, bring your friends, your family, everyone. It is a free event.
Yeah, you can't beat free.
No.
And this is growing each year. I can't believe, what is it? What did you say, 6th?
This is our 6th annual. We have so many prizes. We are giving away thousands of dollars in cash, prizes, food, entertainment, you name it. It's going to be there. We are starting things a little bit different this year. We're kicking it off at 3:30 with a patriotical musical tribute that will be at the Senior Citizen Center. And then directly right at 5 o'clock is when all of the main activities, the food, we'll be doing the free hot dog dinner for the first 1,000 people with the Cold Stone ice cream. And then let's just talk about the events. We have got all the activities, coal shoveling, tire flipping, water balloon volleyball, kids hot dog eating contest and the kids cupcake eating contest, comedy magician this year. We have a very amazing band called Paid in Full that's coming. And one thing I'm so excited about is we have two different outdoor laser tag courses that are going to come. And this is going to be incredibly fun.
Now, the prizes, you and I were talking off air. Wow. That's all I got to say.
I know. You know what? I'm just going to give you a little sample of what we have. Okay. Laptop, iPad, 8 Lagoon passes, Luke Bryan, concert pass tickets, $300 gift certificate to the Auto Farm, a year membership at Core Fitness, Def Leppard tickets, plus don't forget the cash. $500 cash for first place in coal shoveling, $250 for second, and $125 for third place. So, wow, amazing.
Yeah, that's a lot of great prizes. So you've had a lot of people really step up and help.
You know, this community is absolutely amazing when it comes to this, but I think that they see the benefit of it. They see how important the energy is in this area and the opportunity that we have to come together to for our patriotic event and to, you know, explain and really make people knowledgeable in our energy industry. It is a great event.
So speaking of community, what can we do as community members now for this event? What do you need from us?
This event has grown so much that what we really need is some volunteers. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of compensate you for your volunteer time. Everyone who volunteers, we actually have a schedule that they can go to. They can find that on our website at supa.org, or then they give myself a call. And we're asking for 2 to 3 hour times when they can volunteer. So, you know, you can still go and enjoy the night. We're just asking for a couple of hours. Come in. We're going to feed you a good meal that's going to be in the entertainment center. And then everybody who volunteers on that day, their name will go into a drawing for 2 Luke Bryan tickets, concert tickets.
Wow.
Yeah.
So come and volunteer for a couple of hours.
Plus you get to know that you are volunteering to better and strengthen our community. And that right there is something as well.
Exactly. So if you got, you're going to be there anyway, yep. And you're not going to miss anything. So just go and sign up online and for a couple of hours and help out. Because this thing is growing. This thing is huge. You said last year when I think you and I talked that there's people that come down from up north.
Oh, absolutely.
To see our fireworks.
You know, this is a unique thing. You're not going to find a free event like this in any county in the state of Utah. And like I said, it is growing every year. The other thing that I forgot to mention, we were going to bring in back our energy trivia. And what that is we actually pay you to answer energy questions correctly. And this is not hard. You can go to the website at supa.org. You'll find a list of the questions and the answers. So
There you go.
We're not trying to, we just want you to understand and be knowledgeable of the energy industry. And we're going to pay you $5 if you answer a question correctly that day.
So right now, your big thing is you would like to get some people out there. So a civic organization, a family. So maybe you're having a family reunion that weekend and you're planning to come for Energy Days.
Absolutely.
You know, come and donate a couple of hours and help out.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, during the event, we're just asking for 2 hours of service. So there's still plenty of time to go enjoy all that the event has to offer.
All right. And you can register or volunteer online at
supa.org, or you can call me directly at 435-650-5701.
All right. This is going to be a huge event. It's the 6th annual. It's growing and growing. Again, we just need some help. A couple hours. You're going to be there anyway, so come and help. So civic organizations, families, businesses, if you want to get your employees together to go put in a couple hours, that would be great. But it's going to be a great time. Absolutely. Lots and lots of prizes, and it's going to be fun. I can't even wait. Yep.
Make sure you've got it on your calendars. We're starting a little bit earlier this year. 3:30 will be the kickoff with the Patriotical Musical Program, and we're going to go straight through until fireworks at dusk. So it's going to be a great event.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
You know, we're just so excited, and we want to just thank the community. It's the businesses here, especially in the energy industry, they have been just phenomenal in helping to make this happen and produce, and it's going to be a spectacular event.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I'm sure you're going to come and see me a little, probably right before all this. I appreciate it. All right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.